CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Dear, what in the world are you doing up there? Why don't you come down to breakfast?
Come here.
What is it you want?
Oh, come here, will you? Would you just please come up here?
Between you always yelling, come here, and the children yelling, mother, come here, I'm beginning to think that's all mothers are good for. Just to drop everything and come running at everyone's beck and call. All right, I'm up here now. What is it you want? Something trivial, no doubt.
Where are my brown shoes?
You what?
I can't find them anywhere in the closet.
What are you looking for?
Shoes. My brown shoes.
Is there any way to speak to your loving, devoted wife?
Well, I doggone it, I cannot find...
I have no
find...
idea where your brown shoes are.
Oh.
Don't glare at me, dear. I haven't eaten them. Hey, look at me as though I'd made away with them, honey.
Look, I don't know where things disappear in this house. I really don't. I can't even find my black shoes. And where are my loafers? Where are my loafers?
I suppose they're in the closet here somewhere.
No, they're not here in the closet somewhere. I just looked in here 5 times. Now, shoes cannot disappear into thin air.
Well, I don't know. I'll look for them today. Put on what you wore yesterday and come on down to breakfast. Now, you'll be late to work.
I can't even find what I wore yesterday. They're gone.
They are probably downstairs in front of the sofa, where you always take your shoes off and leave them. Each night.
Oh, well, all right, yeah, maybe they are. Anyhow, I cannot wear those today. Those are sport shoes that I got in Italy last year, and I got to dress up today because I got a businessman's luncheon. Now, look, where are my dark brown shoes?
Well, I do not know, dear, if they're not in the closet.
Well, they are not in the closet. Now, would you please help me look?
Well, honey, I don't know where to look if they're not in the closet.
Well, look anyhow, will you?
All right, put on your bedroom slippers and go down and eat your scrambled eggs before they're cold. I'll look for your shoes.
I tell you, it is impossible. It is downright impossible for 3 pairs of shoes to just vanish.
I wish you'd go eat your breakfast and let me look. They are certainly not in your den here. I thought you might have taken them off in here some evening and just left them, you know, as you always do. When did you last wear your brown shoes?
Oh, I don't know. It's been some time. I've worn mostly sport shoes, you know, and then that other pair of thin summer ones. They're a lot cooler.
Yes, well, look, you'll be late. Put on the ones you wore yesterday. There they are, in front of the sofa.
No, I cannot wear those today. Sport shoes with this suit?
Why not?
Why not? Oh, but...
Frankly, I can't see much difference. Men's shoes always look alike to me anyhow. I never look at men's feet. I don't think anybody would even notice.
Well, they most certainly would.
Oh, honestly. You talk about women being fussy. If you're going to a businessman's luncheon, you'll be sitting at a table. Your feet won't show anyhow.
Well, look, I'm getting up to talk about the park board.
Well, are you going to stand on the table?
Just... try to find my brown shoes, will you?
No, I cannot spend any more time looking for your brown shoes. The children's fair is tomorrow. I have a million things to do, dear. Anne is coming over early to bring some tables, which we have to set up. I have to do some shopping. The children will be home after school to blow up the balloons and decorate the yard with crepe paper streamers. This place is going to be like a 3-ring circus today, with mothers dropping in to see what they can do to help.
Well, it just seems to me that my job is a little more important than the children's fair.
Well, I think so, too, and I think you ought to get downtown to it before you're so late to lose it. Now, put on your sport shoes. Nobody will look at your feet anyhow, dear.
Did you give them away?
Oh, give them away. Why would I give away your good shoes? Now, don't
you? It wouldn't be the first time.
Well, I did not give your shoes away. No, I did not.
All right, look, they just couldn't disappear. Now, they have to be here somewhere.
You know, if you would pick up your own things and put them away, but you are worse than the children, really. Not that I mind, darling. Well, that's not true. I do mind. But that's the way you are, and I learned that early in our married life. So I just put up with it. But if you don't put your own things away, you cannot always expect
right,
to find
okay,
you
okay,
know when,
okay,
well, I'm
okay,
sorry,
okay.
But it's true. Every time I clean this living room, there's a pair of shoes under the sofa or the chair, a stray sock, sometimes just one shoe.
Okay, okay.
Tie pin in the ashtray.
Johnny, what
you know,
do you do with them when you find them?
Well, I take things upstairs. Well, now, wait a minute. Sometimes Mrs. Tenney finds your things when she comes to clean, and sometimes she just... Wait a minute. Now, let me... Look in the hall closet. Look in the hall closet.
What? Well, why would you put them in the hall closet?
Well, to get them out of the way, I suppose. Are they here?
Yes, here they are.
Well, thank you. Put them on, then, and come on out and eat breakfast.
And look, since we're paying Mrs. Tenney, after this, ask her to put my things upstairs in the bedroom closet, will you?
Wait a minute. Don't move.
What?
Just don't move. Just stand there. Absolutely still, holding those shoes in that.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm looking at them from here. They're phosphorescent.
What?
Look at those shoes.
Oh, for love of Mike. What is this?
Why, they're moldy.
Moldy?
They are. Oh, smell them. That terribly moldy smell. Why, they're just ruined. Get out of the way. Let me see what else is in this closet.
Oh, look at my black shoes and my loafers. They're even worse.
It's all the damp weather we've had, I suppose.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Well, it shouldn't make shoes get moldy like this.
Oh, my little leather overnight case. Look at the bottom of it. Look at
you better
that.
Take everything out of the closet.
Out of the closet? If things are this way in our closet, what do you suppose they're like in the storage room in the basement?
Oh, no. Our basement is dry. We have a very dry basement. When we were building this house, that's one thing Mr. Dibble said we did have. Oh, yes, a dry basement.
A dry basement?
Oh, yes.
Well, where were you when they were blasting for the foundations? They struck three springs and a hole filled up like a swimming pool. Why, the sump pumps were going a mile a minute and the workmen looked like deep-sea divers.
Three springs?
Why, yes.
Certainly the first I ever heard that we did not have a dry basement.
Well, maybe we were keeping it from you so you wouldn't kill yourself, because I think it was about that time you discovered we really didn't have title to the property. Sweetheart, it's all over now. Your face went just white. Take hold of the banister, dear.
Mr. Dibble always told me we had a dry basement. That's one thing you got, he said. That's one thing, dry basement.
Well?
Yes, sir, got dry basement, he said. Said that all the time, he kept telling me.
Well, he probably said it all the time to distract you from everything else that was going wrong. Well, there's no sense arguing about whether or not we have a dry basement. Let's go down to the storage room and see how dry it is. There's no sense trying to get the trunk open. You can see everything is rusted.
Yeah, see how much damage is done to the inside here.
I don't see what difference it makes. The outside is ruined and our beautiful suitcases. Do you think we can get all this green fungus stuff off? Everything in this storage room. Everything. Oh, it makes me just sick. Are you getting it?
Yeah. Oh, there. Oh, just get
to the inside.
Dry basement, Mr. Dibble said to me. Dry basement. Look. Look at the inside of this trunk.
I see it. Well, all I can say is it'd be a great place to raise mushrooms. Or maybe we could rent this whole storage room to some drug company that makes penicillin.
Look, this is not a laughing matter.
Well, I'm not laughing. Or if I am, it's because you keep saying Mr. Dibble told you we had a dry basement. I don't know how many times, dear, I've told you about the water that collects on the pipes in the basement here and drips down, and you've always just said, that's just condensation.
Well, condensation is something else again.
Well, it's water. What do you mean it's something else again?
I don't know. Why was the storage room built this way? Will you tell me, like one of the catacombs in Rome, when Mr. Rogers designed this room, or when Mr. Dibble was building it? They're the ones who were supposed to know about these things. Why didn't they take into account all...
Instead of ranting and raving about it, you'd better help me drag everything out of this storage room, take them outside and get them into the sunshine before you go to work.
I'm going upstairs and get Rogers or Dibble on the phone.
You haven't seen either of them for nearly 2 years. What do you expect them to do about the house now? Anyhow, it's not their fault we've had a terribly wet, damp, rainy summer. Now, please give me a hand, if you will. I can't lug this.
Dry basement, Mr. Dibble said. One thing you got's dry basement. Yeah.
Honey.
Look, it makes me so darn mad when you own a house. It's just one thing after another that goes wrong.
Sometimes I wish we still lived in an apartment, so somebody else had the headaches.
Well, I don't. I like having a house. We're not the only ones, dear. These things happen to everybody.
Yeah, but everything happens to us. I mean, anything that could go wrong happens to us. Now I suppose we got to buy a dehumidifier or several of them to keep the house from rotting to pieces. Dry basement. Look, I am going to get that contractor on the phone. Yes, sir.
Do it later. It's too early in the morning anyhow. Now help me get all these things outside in the sunshine. Then you can call in. We got everything out?
Yeah. I got a big box of my old books here that might as well be thrown out. They'll never dry out.
Well, I got the suitcases all spread out in the sunshine anyhow. Oh, there's Ann. Honestly, with all this, I forgot she was coming early to help get things ready for the children's fair tomorrow. She'd bring balloons and all that sort of thing. Hi, Ann! Had to take all our suitcases out of the storage room. We are so upset, honestly.
Don't tell me. Yeah, I can imagine. Oh, I just think it's terrible. A brand new house and everything.
Yeah, that's what burns me up. I just got through saying, let's pack up and bag and baggage and move out.
Oh, but don't you think you ought to wait and see what happens?
Wait? We can see what's happened already.
Oh, I know. I don't know what I'd do if it happened to me. You poor things. Well, I don't suppose you want to talk about it.
Well, there's nothing much to talk about, Ann. I mean, it's just, you know.
Oh, I know. I know. Well, I'll go and take the balloons and the paper bags and place things out of the car that I got for the fair tomorrow. I'm afraid if I talk about it too, I'll just burst into tears.
Oh, dear Ann, you know, she's always so sweet and sympathetic about things.
I like sympathy, but isn't she carrying on a little bit too much over our moldy suitcase? I mean, I feel awful, too, but
Ann is emotional about everything.
When I saw it in the paper this morning, and I was just sick.
Saw it in the paper about our damp storage room?
Oh, don't be silly, can't you? Ann?
As a matter of fact, Jack saw it first, and he said, well, now I guess the Pipers will be moving. Then when I drove up just now and saw you already had your suitcases out.
Moving?
But didn't you see the paper this morning?
Paper? No.
What do you mean?
Well, they're draining the lake here. It's artificial anyhow, you know.
Really?
And I guess the proposed throughway is going through. It's in the morning paper.
But all that came up before we built the house and they decided against it. Remember, dear? You remember that?
Yes, I know. We built here
because we liked the lake.
Yes. Well, all I know is what I read in the paper. There's a map of the throughway, and as Jack said, the eastbound lane seems to go right straight through your living room. And I said, oh, honestly, for this to happen just on top of their discovering yesterday that they got termites.
Termites?
Oh, Ann.
Who's got termites?
I haven't told him yet. I mean, I wanted to ask some termite people first.
Termites?
I only saw one, darling.
Well, you...
And I wasn't sure it was a termite. Maybe it was just a flying ant. But it looked sort of like the termites we found in the old house, and I thought we ought to ask somebody about it. I mean, it's just... Honey, I only saw one, and maybe he was just visiting.
Just visiting. Well, I tell you, wet basement. Termites. No lake. Yeah. Now we got a throughway breezing through our living room. Well, I guess worse things could happen.
Yes, dear. It could rain tomorrow for the children's fair, and I'd have 150 people tramping into my house. I'm more worried about that than I am any old throughway, I'll tell you that.
Yes, I'll bet you are. I'll just bet you are, too.
I am.
Well, look, if you have time, call the termite people.
If I have time, dear, I'll
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Sarah Hawkins speaking.